This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, this is Kate. Today on Invasion of Privacy, I have Allie and AJ, and we talk about the commandments versus the satanic tenets. Listen! Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. And today I have two very special guests. I have Allie Mason, returning guest.
What up?
And I have AJ Nocito.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking. We're going to be comparing the Ten Commandments to the is it 11? 11 satanic tenets. We are comparing the two.
Hail Satan.
AJ is a big fan of Satan. No, well, we're here to actually explain what Satan even means, first of all, because I feel like so many people aren't even aware of I feel like when they think of God and Satan, Satan's just the quote unquote devil, but not in the way that I see it. Yeah. I don't know if you guys want to speak on that before I go into mine.
Here's my thought about Satan.
Here goes AJ.
All right. So we got God, right? God's like, hey.
I think God's the man or the woman, the both. I'm into God. I don't know how you feel.
That's a conversation for another time.
Okay, fine.
Man, woman. But yeah, no, I mean, I dig God too. God's cool. God's, you know.
He's a fun hang.
Depending on your explanation of what he is, will depend on your level of love for God. However, regardless, my whole thing with Satan is that the idea of Satan, right, as far as the story that I was given, was that, you got this angel, and he was living in this God's kingdom, and he was like, you know, God, I'm tired of you telling me what to fucking do all the time. Wait, fuck, shit, piss, that's okay?
Absolutely.
Sweet. All right. So I'm tired of you telling me what to fucking do all the time, so screw this noise. I'm going to go start my own heaven, and that's going to be called hell, and you're going to send me all the people you don't want, and we're going to have a big-ass party. So that's Satan.
And AJ's the drummer.
Yeah.
AJ's the drummer, yeah, right? And I'm throwing down the beats. But yeah, so that's my idea of Satan, is that he was just like, screw this noise, I'm tired of your rules, I'm making my own fucking rules, and that's that.
Okay, so he's like the coolest rebel is your Satan.
He's the rebel.
The rebel.
Like everybody's
original,
a rebel now
the OG
because of
rebel.
Him. Yeah.
Got it. Allie, do you have what's your thing of Satan before
I get
into mine?
I agree with much of that. However, I also think that like, basically, Satan feels like to me the non-judgmental version of God.
Is God even judgmental, though?
Dude, you go to the white gates and you get judged, and if he doesn't like you, he sends you to hell.
But I don't think that's real. I feel like that's, you know...
Wait, what's real?
We're talking about... So Ten Commandments is Christianity.
Right.
So if we're going to be comparing the two, then we're also comparing, like, overarching
their
themes.
God.
Yeah.
Because their God's not my God or your God.
I mean, like, yeah, it could be, like... whatever, pantheist or whatever.
Right.
You could have like a bazillion gods or like make up your own gods. They all really mean the same thing. But when it comes from like a theological perspective, if you're going to be comparing the Ten Commandments to the 11 satanic tenets, then you should maintain some sort of like consistency between like what we're actually comparing. Otherwise, we're just going to be all over the map. So to me, when it comes to, you know, Catholicism or like or Christianity in general, that's how it seems, is it's like God is this judgmental person who says, according to all of these commandments, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, only worship me, blah, 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 blah. We'll get into all of them. And then Satan is just like, yo, just be chill. And that's pretty much it.
I really like how you guys like do Satan's voice. You're like, yo, you want a party?
Yeah, what's good?
Well, yeah.
Satan's like, yo,
this
the
is
weed.
Satan. Yeah. Well, okay, so first of all, so when we say the Ten Commandments, we're talking about that kind of God. We're talking about the Catholicism type of God of a dude, an old white dude sitting in a throne being like, you are allowed in, you are not. So this is what we're talking about. But
they're like, oh, but you did all this shitty stuff and then you went to church, so I forgive you.
Exactly.
You can come to heaven even
That's
though...
That's where I think it gets confusing.
Yeah, even though you've been a complete ass your whole life.
Yeah, it's like, all right, so there's the Ten Commandments, right? So there's all these rules that you have to follow, and if you don't follow those rules, then you're not allowed into heaven. So that's the whole that's the rule book right
Step
there.
Step one.
However, if you go and speak to one of my people, priests... I think that's it, priests.
Yeah.
If Confess you speak to one
sins.
Of my people and tell us everything that you did, then... it's all good. So basically, the way I see that and why it's really confusing is that don't do all this stuff. However, if you can make it to the house before you die and tell us everything you did, you're good.
Yeah, then people are like, well, why would I not do that if I just get to...
Yeah, why wouldn't I do all of this sinful stuff?
So, like, here's a really good example of people, or of somebody who everybody thinks is in hell right now. Hitler. Now, if Hitler made it to the church and told everybody about everything that he did, which he wouldn't even have to do.
So I got 6 million things to tell you guys.
Yeah.
And a, you know, handful of change every there. You know, who's counting?
6 million, give or take. But yeah, but like basically that, like,
I don't know why all
you
can commit, you can
commit, you can commit genocide, but just let us know.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The thing I want to say, and this is like a whole other thing about what is good and bad, you know, because it's really the same thing on the same spectrum, right?
Well, everything's all relative.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, in the school I'm at, when they talk about evil, because they teach us the tree of life and you have like the heavenly lights on the one top, and then you have Malkuth, which is like the kingdom of heaven. Here, it's technically evil. I mean, it's not evil, but that's what they call it. They just call this physical world evil. So this is technically hell. When you look at the tree of life, it's this density, it's this physical vibration, and we're here to bring in quote-unquote God, which is actually just us in the bigger sense of things. So people are like, oh, that's evil, that's satanic. I'm like, that just means earth plane. Like, evil just means this density
life
place
is suffering.
Yeah, like as Allie said to me in the car. Yeah, she came to meet me in the car. She's like, how are you doing? I was like, meh. She's like, life is suffering.
Get used to it.
When I was younger, me and my buddy used to go off this little thing that was exactly that. It was the fact that this earth plane that we're on is hell, and the idea is to get out. Now, that, I think, in of itself is a very Christian way of thinking.
Exactly.
I went to Catholic school when I was in kindergarten, first and second grade. I know it's young, but even back then, I was like, hold up. So you're telling me these two people made everybody, and they ate an apple, and now they're screwed? And then you got this one guy got nailed to a cross for something I did? What the fuck? Like that, and none of it made sense as a child.
Yeah.
Right. So then there's that idea, the idea that what we're experiencing right now is hell. However, as I progressed in my life and I started coming to different ideas, you know, they also say out there, maybe not Christian, but they say that life is what you make it. And so you can experience great joy, you can experience great pain, you can experience all of that. So it's kind of like the halfway point, or we're getting to Middle Earth, right? Right, we're in between.
Yeah.
We're in between the pain, and we're in between the joy, and so it's like you got options, and you have choices.
Yeah.
Which, you know, in God's world is the free will He gave you. It's like, here, do whatever you want, but just don't do these 10 things. So,
which
I mean, some dude went into a fucking mountain and like talked to a burning bush, and everybody was like, yeah, cool, he's got it. Yeah, he was talking to God, right? Burning bush. Cool.
I do hope I talk to a burning bush, though, before I die. I really do.
Did you?
I kinda hope. Probably someone just threw a cigarette in it, and I'm talking to it for no reason, but...
The flames told me, I swear. It's like, I mean, it's even like the Mormons. Like, some dude looked in a hat and, like, pulled all this shit out of his ass, and they were like, yeah, sure, that's great.
Yeah, dude looked in, he's like, I'm gonna have to fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
God said so.
Yeah.
My
babe. All right, you guys want to get to this list or what?
Yeah, all right.
Are we starting with God or Satan?
I feel like we should start with God because, A, it's what people are most familiar with.
Okay, and we mean the Christian God, everyone, because
yes.
I just, you know,
my heart hurts for
the God.
The Christian Ten Commandments and thus the Christian God. From henceforth, if we say God, unless we...
This is Allie's doing this for me, so I can stop cringing.
Unless we identify that this God is someone other than the Christian God, because we are talking about the Ten Commandments.
Got it.
That's it.
This is the God.
All reference to God is Christian God, unless otherwise stated.
This is the God that can say, no, you're going to hell.
He's sitting up on the clouds. He's like, you've been a dick, and you never went and told my people everything that you did, so bye.
Has a beard.
He has a beard. It's not quite as glorious as AJ's.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So this, we'll talk about it, but this is what
these
gets
are the commandments.
Me. This is what gets me. Just listen. All right. These are the Ten Commandments. The first, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Commandment number two, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth.
Wait, what? Earth beneath?
I don't even know what that
means,
though.
Earth beneath the heavens.
So what does that mean?
Wait.
Any graven image? I don't know. We should Google it.
That's mean like that's like no icons. There can be no icons.
It's that kind of idea.
Let's get to that in a second.
Okay. I'm going to say, you know, when I do have a boyfriend, he can have as many icons of me around the house as he wants. He can get my boobs cast in iron, whatever you need to look
you
at.
You can definitely get that done. No problem. It's not even that expensive.
I don't have money, so if I did it in a cheap way, I'd probably die of lead poisoning. But okay, next commandment.
Number three. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
You can't say like, oh my God, even?
No, everybody is dead.
How do you think he feels when I say his name when I'm coming, you know?
Oh my God. Imagine how many times like the millennials are going to have to go to church to repent OMGs.
OMGs.
That's a lot of repenting.
Do you think anyone comes and goes,
they're
OMG?
Not saying, oh my God, all they're saying is OMG,
but
and you're filling in the rest.
Is there.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's not actually there. The intention may be there, but it's not there. So
I don't
know. Just, you know.
Yeah, technically, Ellie, it's an acronym. Okay.
You know what's really funny is AJ loves to argue that semantics don't matter when it's convenient for him.
Right. Ooh. Like right now.
No, you're actually arguing for semantics right now. Okay. Back to the commandments.
Got it.
Number four. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Okay.
Is that Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number five, honor thy father and thy mother. Number six.
Unless they don't deserve it.
Number six, thou shalt not kill. Number seven, thou
Parts
shalt
of
not
yourself.
Commit adultery. Number eight, thou shalt not steal. Number nine, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
I believe that's called lying.
Number 10. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass.
Wait, is covet like desire?
Nor anything that is thy neighbor's, yes. Or, you know.
Don't desire anything that's not yours.
Or try to take.
First of all, this is what I hate about the commandments so far. Is that it's so like, you know, we're all meant to include all parts of ourselves, not to like disconnect and say, oh, this part of me is a sin. Get it out of here. We are all the light and the dark. And those commandments are all like you can't say to someone, don't desire. Like you like that's the people that suppress their weird donkey fetish and then end up fucking a donkey. Like let them. You're
Just
allowed
desire
to desire. Yeah, exactly. Desire it. But that doesn't
look
mean
up
you
as
act
many
out.
Donkey. Boner photos on the internet.
Whatever donkey you want to look at, you're allowed.
So the interesting.
I believe she said the word ass.
I did say
ass.
But ass boner sounds weird.
An ass boner. Yeah, you picture a boner coming out of
That's
an asshole.
That's like called waking up in the morning next to your boyfriend.
I believe they call that prolapse.
I don't have that.
Okay. So the funny thing, not haha funny, but like interesting. 1 through 4 actually have zero to do with morality. They're like, worship me, worship me, worship me. And
don't draw pictures of me.
Don't draw pictures of me, but worship me. And also remember on Sundays to worship me.
Yeah. And by
Four,
worship
that's
me
like
on Sunday,
40%, basically 40% of the commandments are totally egomaniacal.
And my belief is that we are all God. So you're allowed to worship yourself and love yourself. I think that's
hey,
pretty rad.
We're not talking about that.
I know. God. I just had to bring it back.
Okay.
Allie just hits me emotionally across the table with her emotions.
Yeah, I think if we're gonna start nitpicking the first four, I definitely am curious about this whole Sunday thing. So like on Sunday, God rested, right? That was part of the whole He made the earth. Mm-hmm. And so now we have to keep it holy. So that means going to church. That means making sure that one day a week, no matter what you do, you are worshiping me.
And at least on Sundays, don't kill anybody. Don't covet your neighbor's ass.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's more
the neighbor's asses.
I think it's more like, well, at this point, if you did anything wrong during the week, Sunday's your day. Sunday's your day to show up, sing some songs, kneel and stand a bunch of times because you got to work out those quads, and then get in this booth and talk to this little rapist and tell him about how you're
doing. You can tell AJ really loves religion. Oh, the way man, he describes it so extremely. This little rapist.
Sometimes they're big rapists. I don't know. It depends on the size, but you can't see them.
But for the record, not every minister is a rapist.
No.
Or priest.
Well, you know. Not every priest. Hitler's a murderer, whatever.
Well, I don't think people are really naming are their more kids than one Hitler, Hitler yeah. anymore. It's not really, it hasn't been a popular name for years.
Out of fashion.
Because, you know, I just don't want to make it, because, like, there are some, I'm sure there are some listeners that are religious, and it's not that, you know, I'm obviously not a religious person. I'm not a fan of rules, especially external rules. I think you have to go in and find your own truth. But at the same time, religion does serve a purpose for some people, and you can't just say, well, fuck that. You know, some people, whatever, but it's still about working with those rules and not taking them in like, this is how I have to live, or I'm going to burn in hell with such fear around them. So that's why I say that, is because I don't want to just shit on every religion.
And also not like holding other people to that expectation just because you follow that religion. It's like, well, just because you, I don't know, live in Uzbekistan doesn't mean that I'm going to follow in the United States all the laws and regulations of Uzbekistan.
Well,
I don't even know if that's a country.
What
I
it really know, boils was, down to also is,
was, I mean, is it a country?
I think maybe. I don't know.
So you're talking about not judging those who follow this particular religion that's based around judging people.
Yeah, but this is why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
If you're born into a religion, and I know you were, and you know, came out of that and said, fuck this. Mm-hmm. But some people, for whatever reason, don't say fuck it. And I don't think judging them is the right answer, because it's not like, do you get what I'm saying? There are some people who don't even see that system yet. They haven't woken up to it, maybe, or maybe they never will, and they'll work with it and find their own truth within it. And I think it's not about saying like, you're an idiot, or you're this for following that.
All right, so then let me preface the rest of everything that I'm going to say here. And like, live and let live is a huge part of how I got out of that whole idea. And that's like, if you want to believe what you want to believe, I cannot tell you what to do. That is your life. You do what you want. It's not my problem. But when you start to impose those beliefs on me and tell me that my way of life is wrong, then you're doing the exact opposite of what I'm trying to do, which is let you do your thing.
Absolutely.
If you stand in my way, then I'm going to slowly push you to the side and keep walking in my direction, because that's where I'm going. You want to go over there, then you go over there, and I'll go over here, rock and roll, have fun.
Exactly. No, that's all Satan. I was saying, like, because, you know, because I think a lot of spiritual people even do this, which annoys me, where it's like, yeah, man, like, they're putting fluoride in the water and this and that, and like, the government, we gotta fucking, like, fuck the government. And I'm like, I get it, but we're also the government. Like, we are collectively building this together. And anytime you're pointing into your external world and going, they're the fucking enemy, you're also not looking within at the own walls that you've built within yourself. So that's the only thing, is like, I'm careful. And of course, I'm probably too careful, because I'm always picturing all the listeners, but like, to just be like, to each his own, you know, just because we're not religious people, I still get, and a lot of people, they wouldn't call it a religion, but a lot of people have rules to live by, whether it's diets or workout regimens. You know, people sometimes, quote unquote, need rules because they haven't yet ruled their inner worlds.
For any like set of progression, or like, you know, if you want to have any direction in life, then you need to set some sort of guideline. Like, you can't just follow nothing, because you're following nothing, then you're going nowhere, which is totally fine too. Like, you want to go nowhere, then go nowhere. It's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that it really boils down to, like, I don't know, in my world, like, it's like, if you're bothering me, then I'm going to attempt to stop that. If you continue to do so, then I'm going to take more drastic measures.
You're gonna light a
to
torch.
Stop that. I would love to light a torch just randomly on the street and walk down the block.
Like, flamethrower.
Yeah, dude, like, fire's awesome. I happen to love fire. There are people who don't love fire.
I'm a dragon sorcerer.
Am I going to light those people on fire, telling them that they need to love the fire that I love? No, that's just unnecessary. But I feel like that's the flack that you get from not even just religion, but Christianity specifically. I mean, Christianity is built on judgment and guilt. That's the biggest part of it. I mean, like if you just look at the rules, like, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, shall not steal, shall not bear false witness, just lying, and like, covet thy neighbor's everything. And thy neighbor back then was like your town. Like, everybody was your neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, now you got so many people that, you know, your neighbor, whatever. I'm just getting the semantics.
I don't know. But on the way here, I definitely coveted my neighbor's pug. There was a really fucking cute, so many cute pugs in the Upper West Side. I'm like, come here.
Well, now you're going to hell. The point that I was getting at with those last few commandments is that clearly when this was written, these things were a serious problem, which is the point as to why this stuff was written. I mean, I think that the religion itself was built initially to kind of like start to get a direction, like take the craziness that was going on, which just real quick, we know nothing about. We have no idea what life was like back then. We have the accounts that are in the Bible, which has been written and rewritten and retranslated and rewritten and rewritten and rewritten, and then taken by a king who pulled all his favorite parts out and rewritten again and rewritten again. So whatever story we have is like, it's just, you know, to quote, what's his name? David Cross. He was like, it's the biggest game of telephone that we've been playing for ages. And it's because it is. And so like, even if you listen to the verbiage of these 10 commandments, it's like some of that we had to explain because it doesn't really make sense with how we speak words now.
Yeah.
Because we don't speak Elizabethan English.
Speak for yourself. All right, so let's get to the satanic rules of the
Sweet.
Earth.
Sweet.
All right, you want to go?
And for me, once again, satanic just means earth plane. You may go now.
All right, can I read these?
Yes. And we're stoked.
Yeah.
All right, so number one, do not give opinions or advice unless you are asked.
Mm.
Number two, do not tell your troubles to others unless you are sure they want to hear them.
This is actually reminding me of how to live. I'm like, ooh,
so far, one and two to me have just been about respect. Number three, when in another's lair,
I like that. That's ridiculous.
When in another's lair, show him respect or else do not go there. If a guest is in your lair, and annoys you, treat him cruelly and without mercy.
Oh, I don't know if I believe in that one. Jesus.
Continue.
I'm excited. Yeah. Number five, do not make sexual advances unless you are given the mating signal.
Well, that's a little.
AKA consent.
Yeah, okay. I was like,
Satan believes in consent.
She,
however,
she adjusted her bra.
She was wearing a really short skirt, so.
Where were we? Number six, do not take that which does not belong to you unless it is a burden to the other person and he cries out to be relieved.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, which is, I guess that's really like a judgment call, you know? It's like, do you really need
I feel
that?
Like the other tenants that Allie posted on my Facebook were more, I was more into those.
Yeah, well, that was the seven rather than the 11.
I like the seven
they're
better.
They're different schools, but continue. Because we can also read the seven.
Well, I would love to check these seven out because these are the ones that I read on the train on the way over here.
Yeah, go for it.
Number seven, acknowledge the power of magic if you have employed it successfully to obtain your desires. If you deny the power of magic after having called upon it with your success, you will lose all that you have obtained.
I don't like the way they phrase these.
Yeah, well, I don't like the way they phrase the Ten Commandments either.
No, well, those blow my dick hard. These only kind of blow it a little bit.
All right, so we're already
doing
better.
I mean, we'll get to it. Well,
yeah.
No, it's quote unquote better, but I'm still not down.
All right. So number eight, do not complain about anything to which you need not subject yourself to. Number nine, do not harm little children, Catholic Church.
AJ is a big fan. He's a big fan.
Number 10, do not kill non-human animals unless you are attacked or for your food. And number 11, when walking in open territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask him to stop. If he does not stop, destroy him.
That's so ridiculous.
That's a bit much. So where is this one from? Because, so the one that
I'm not
I've,
feeling this,
this
one.
This is by Anton, can't pronounce your middle name, LaVey.
Sandor LaVey.
No, but like which like, because there's like satanic temples, right?
Right.
And so,
I mean, is that like the difference between like Presbyterian church?
Maybe.
And like,
yeah,
you know?
Because there are slightly different rules between like Protestants, Catholics.
Everybody interprets information differently, that kind of thing.
Like you said, it's like one king is like, you know what? I actually want to divorce my wife. So
that's cool.
That's allowed now.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm going to change it just to suit me.
So let me read the seven that I have found that I posted to you.
Okay, yeah, because I like these better.
From they're called, and maybe this has been like built upon, because these ones are called the seven fundamental tenets.
Got it.
Of the Satanic Temple. So, and the wording is much more digestible. So it's strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason.
I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah, in accordance with reason.
Yeah.
The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions, which I love.
Yes.
That's like one of my favorites. Yes.
Super down.
One's body is inviolable or inviolable. I don't know how to pronounce it. Anyway, somebody correct where I put the emphasis on that. Inviolable.
Emphasis.
One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone, a.k.a. Yes. You do you, boo.
Yes. I wish that's all it said. Three, you Satan. Do you, boo. Love, Satan.
Okay, the next one. The freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. This should be one of AJ's favorites.
Yes.
To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego your own. So if you want to encroach on someone else's freedoms, prepare to have yours encroached upon. Beliefs should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world. We should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs. AKA all of those sugar industry people who paid off Harvard back in the 60s to say that fat was bad. Suck it. Eating all the fat now.
Suck Allie's dick.
It's huge.
I can feel it over here, girl.
People are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused. And finally, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. The end. Love, Satan.
I like those better.
All right. So I can actually also agree that I like those better. What I've kind of gathered out of that so far is that it basically is just the full breakdown of one of the Christian things, which is actually do unto others as you would like to be done unto yourself. But it seems like Satan is to actually follow that. Whereas I feel like that might be a little bit of a harsh subject when it comes to, I hate to keep bringing it back to this, but raping children. Like, you know, so it's like in this particular scenario, let's talk about
don't rape children unless you want children to rape you.
Right. Or don't rape children unless you want your children to be raped. Like, right, like isn't course. That do unto others as you want done unto
what
yourself?
What if you don't want children?
Well, then don't have children.
Awkward pause.
Missed the point. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess here's the thing that I'm even having. I know I've been like a little fighty with it. Here's the thing is because, yeah, I'm not into the Ten Commandments. I'm not into this God that you have to fear. And yes, if you're going to take that God, then these satanic principles, of course, are way more flexible and about treating others with respect and treating yourself with respect. And if, you know, I'm down. I just still, I feel like it's just too many people, even who aren't religious, there's no separation really between God and Satan. Like I said, it's those two worlds meeting that you were describing. It's the heavenly, impersonal, spiritual, big world, and then this physical, very personal thing. And I mean, this whole week I've been trying to fucking find my own balance there of like Kate, the personal person, and then the bigger, higher self, because I actually was escaping my body constantly as a way to not be in reality. But that's why I keep bringing it back where I'm like, yeah, this is all about that one religion when you're comparing the two. Because in reality, there's no comparison. They work together.
So yeah, I think they're homies. Like that's the way I see it is like, look, dude, I mean, we might not agree. So you go do your thing and I'll do mine. And like, you know, we'll talk about it later. Or maybe they're like in a contest and they're like, yo, let's see who can get most people on their side. And
I like just thinking of them as homies.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, we're just chilling.
They got the coolest secret handshake you've ever fucking seen.
Yeah, or never seen because you can't draw it.
Yeah, because you can't, you know.
Because unless you want to hang out with
Satan. But I can feel into it.
Also, but what up with like, don't have icons, but then like how many fucking paintings are there of like Jesus on the cross?
Well, that's the other thing about it too is that he's specifically speaking about himself.
Well, nobody knows what he looks like, so how can you paint God, really?
Well, that...
How can you paint a feeling?
Right.
Well, non-objective art is beautiful. Mm. However, I'm going to do a non-objective painting of God later.
Can I do an interpretive dance of God?
Yeah, well, we're going to be going to the Get Down after this, and yeah, we can. Guys, the Get Down is the conscious dance party I always talk about.
And 7 to 10 p.m. every other Thursday.
Allie and AJ are like the superstars. One of their... I would maybe about like 8 superstars there, and you guys are 2 of the 8. AJ's yeah. one of the most amazing drummers, and he's the drummer there. And Allie,
I appreciate that a lot.
You're welcome.
The most amazing drummer.
I know, I get really Jewish mother. AJ is just, he's got these beats, and oh I mean, God. They blow me away. And then Allie's dance moves are fucking magical and insane. Sometimes she'll catch me staring at her from across the room.
It's really creepy.
And I'm like, I like your moves. Hey. Yeah, right. But one time you had a baton.
I did. Fucking... I haven't brought that out lately. It's in the closet.
You know, glow a light up baton.
Yeah, LED baton.
Because people just have them laying around. She just took it out, and I was like in a trance. Yeah. You were letting people borrow it.
I was. Because it has bullet resistant casings on it. It's like, when I read that, I just pictured myself like spinning this multicolored baton, like super, super fast, and like deflecting bullets like in a fight scene.
Yes.
How amazing would that be?
That'd be a kick ass superhero.
But can I make a point back to Satan and God?
Yeah.
All right. So my belief about like pretty much all the gods is that they're all the same thing, and it's people's individual interpretation of the self, right? Mm-hmm. So like our divine whatever inside of us. People are so confused and just in awe of it that they've constructed all of these stories in order to be able to understand it in these bodies, because our consciousness is limited. Well, you know, currently.
You should totally start your own religion.
I actually could, because I am an ordained minister.
Da, 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 da. Okay. You can pray to her yoni.
With a theme song.
He does already. Don't worry about it.
By the way, yoni's a vag, everyone.
Sorry, I only recently found out about this.
It's a great name for it.
This is like a 3-week ago thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yonis are coming back, man.
What else did you think Michelle Joni was talking about when she called it Michelle's yoni?
I thought she was just making
Michelle's
throny. I thought that was like her Spanish interpretation.
You thought it was
of her
like with
own
a J.
Name.
Oh. Like yoga.
Oh, my last name is Yoni.
Sorry, I want to hear what you're saying.
The point of that whole thing is that if God is just this interpretation of this divine energy that is so huge and influential that people literally just project it onto an imaginary person or imaginary people or imaginary like gods with crazy 12 arms and elephant heads and stuff, then why isn't Satan just the same thing? So like what's interesting about the God Satan dynamic is in, you know, if you look at like Hindu mythology and you go back, each god, they're not opposites or enemies to each other. They're a pantheon that all have purposes. And in Christianity, it's the only religion that I can think of off the top of my head where the key players are enemies of one another. They're pitted as like,
yes,
the devil is the opposite of God and God is good and the devil is bad and they hate each other and like, you know, whatever. But why not that the devil is also God?
Yes.
And the God is also God. And like you said, they're just homies and they each have their purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, it depends on what it is you're trying to like call in or what you need more of, where you need support.
Maybe that's the part that got perverted over time. Yes, I did. Maybe that was like the original idea. Maybe it was like, yeah, hey, here's the one half. You could do this.
It's like the yin yang.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is good that it's binary in of itself, because like I think what you were talking about earlier was Hinduism.
Yeah.
And so that just gives you a whole array and
that's
spectrum.
That's like the Godhead in
and
a
if,
sense.
And if I think about that, that actually sounds way more detailed and descriptive, and it gives you a little bit more of an option or an understanding of the totality of the ideas you could be a part of. Whereas we're talking binary here with Christianity and Catholicism, which are two separate things, and I don't understand that either. But I did go to Catholic school and whatever. Which actually is exactly why I feel like I'm not religious.
Because of Catholic school?
Because of Catholic school, which I think was the opposite of what they were going for. But Little baby AJ.
Yeah, I love. I just love getting more. I like, you know, to see more into baby AJ's world if he's just in Catholic school already, like just being like, no.
Yeah, that's basically how that went.
If you could
even
get him up out of bed, from what I've heard.
Yeah, a lot of dragging.
I'll do what I want.
And poking was involved. I used to, you know what I used to love to do in church was make shadow puppets on the pews.
Really?
Yeah, the lighting was really good for that.
Shadow puppets.
And the sound in there is always phenomenal.
But shadow puppets don't make sound.
No, I'm just saying in general, like favorite things
shadow
about church.
Shadow puppets tend to be silent.
Shadow puppets
and
acoustics.
Yeah.
Well, I really do love what you had said because I never thought of it that way of just, you know, it is interesting how Christianity took, you know, God and Satan, who I do think were homies, and made them oppose each other instead of working with each other.
Yeah, they took the dark side and made it bad rather than just making it a part of what it is to be human.
Mm. Yeah. And then we're all trying to, then we all think we're sinners because we have to push away this darkness. Yeah, when the darkness is where a lot of our magic actually lies. I've been traveling into my own deep abyss couple months. Lots of crying.
You don't need to hear about you masturbating. Right?
I have a tight pussy, Allie, okay? It's not an abyss.
It's all those Kegels.
I just got panicked. I was like, I haven't done Kegels. Maybe it is an abyss.
Because when it comes to religion, especially religion like this, and I feel like I keep saying especially because I know more about this than I do other religions, but in this particular scenario, a lot of it is based on fear, and a lot of it is based on being afraid that if you do these things, that you're going to go to this fire, brimstone, and burn, and pain, and all that kind of stuff. And so it kind of keeps you in check. And when I say keeps you in check, it keeps you keeping you in check.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know what God looks like, then you don't know where he is or what he's doing. And I mean, like when I was younger, when they described that God is everywhere, I just always imagine him to be behind me because I can't see behind me. And that no matter where I would turn, I would never see him because he's always behind me. Like my peripherals was the edge and he was right past that. Jesus too, which was even creepier.
But now you like Jesus, right?
Jesus is definitely the shit. And at least how he was described. Now, if he was a real man is a different debate. However, like, you know,
he was an ascended master.
Like feeding a bunch of people, walking on water, magic tricks. Like, you know, water into wine, like
saving the lepers.
Dude liked to party
inspired the rock
and have
opera,
a good time
Jesus
and make
Christ
people
superstar.
Smile.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Cool. I talk over you all the time. So it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Now's my time to shine.
Yeah. Now everybody can hear us talk over
each
other.
Oh, by the way, they're boyfriend and girlfriend. AJ and Allie are boyfriend and girlfriend. So they've been inside each other's godly Satan.
Wait.
Well, not each other. Forget it.
Yeah, yeah. That
she
definitely
fingers his penis hole nightly. What, you guys don't finger?
No comment.
You guys don't finger penis holes? That's not
no,
what we're doing?
But I actually found out at some point that that is a thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then there's a whole, like, fucking dicks, which is called docking, I've heard.
What, you stick a dick inside a dick?
Yeah, that's
no way.
Okay,
you
this
can't,
is
it'll
listen,
kill you.
Listen, this is all hearsay, just like everything else we're talking about. So take it as you want it.
Maybe that's the real reason why God sent Satan down to hell.
That's it.
He tried to,
I can't
to dock
tell.
Him.
Tried to dock him.
My penis hole does not open up.
Ew.
First of all, I think
not
God
these
is both
pearly gates.
Yeah, exactly. I think I did lose all my religious listeners though on this one.
We apologize on behalf of I don't know ourselves.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't think I really had any religious listeners. I think my last podcast was called Motorcycle Dick, so it's not really for.
It's all for the lulz.
Yeah, but back to Jesus and what the Ascended Master is. I just saw him as someone who was like almost like a Jedi. You know, like he really did a lot of spiritual work and just was in tune with what love meant, just like a Buddha or someone in that nature.
He had all the Reiki symbols. Yeah,
exactly. He knew sacred geometry. He had all the tattoos.
When I think about Jesus, though, like,
exactly.
I don't think necessarily about Christianity. I don't even think Jesus himself thought about Christianity.
Well, he didn't know. It wasn't created until after he was dead.
Exactly. So it's not like he was going around being like, here's the word of God. Everybody was like, yo, you remember that dude?
Like, shut up, asshole.
I'm pretty sure we can use that guy to get our agenda done. Like, I think that we can utilize him and tell this whole grand story. Because there's no book of Jesus. There's book of these dudes who heard what Jesus said that was like, and all of them said something about him being like their best friend. Like everybody was Jesus's best friend. We all knew the guy super close. Here's my version. Here's
he just
my
had
version.
Best friend necklaces with like 20 different people.
They were pizza slices. They all locked together. Create a giant pizza.
Jesus's best friend pizza necklaces.
Get them on Amazon.
I bet you they
Allie
have
and I
on
are creating
Amazon.
Them today. I like how AJ's just like, oh, no.
What we looked up on Amazon last night was bags of gummy dicks. Which really? You can order them and send them to somebody with a note that says, eat a bag of dicks.
Ooh.
Which I think was a service that was already provided. And then Amazon was like, yeah, we're already selling this dude all these dicks. So why not just do the whole service ourselves and just like totally cut out the middleman?
Bag of dicks.
Capitalism.
So can we get into a bit of superpowers?
Yes. Because
I love talking about
that. We're talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Perfect segue. Yeah.
So I think every human being, I think the human design is incredible. And we all have different abilities that we can tap into. Most people don't tap into them for whatever reason. Maybe they aren't even aware of the magic.
Fear.
Because if you're all powerful, then that means that you have no one else to blame in your life but yourself for why it sucks.
It's the end of victimhood.
Responsibility.
I like you two together. Can you imagine? This is what your guys' talks are always like. Allie says a sentence and you just say something over it like, love. Do you want dinner tonight? Hunger.
It would really be more like ramen.
Which you guys took me to ramen. That was amazing.
Yeah, that has been a serious addiction of mine.
I think that they might have magic
like,
in that
2 weeks.
Ramen.
Yeah, it's like I crave it consistently. I feel like it holds the Holy Grail and all of my superpowers.
First of all, I haven't eaten, so we're going to have to get off of this because I'm like, I need to eat. Okay, so superpowers. So... Here's the thing. I feel like, and I know that you two both have superpowers.
Can we define superpowers real quick? What are superpowers?
That's a great question.
To you.
To me. Not necessarily the ability to fly, although I would not rule that out in the near future.
Levitation.
Okay, exactly. But no, I think superpowers are these abilities that we all have locked within us, like the ability to be telepathic. I think a lot of us are connected to each other and we can send signals and messages. I think we have premonition dreams. I think a lot of people are, it's like clairaudience. Clairaudience. And then you have like
clairsentient, which is feeling. You have clairvoyant, which is seeing. You have
clairconsciousness,
which is knowing.
Let's talk about the telepathic thing. I think that's actually something that a lot more people than you would think can actually relate to. I think a really good scenario of that is like you ever been thinking about somebody and then they text you or they call
you.
Exactly. That's not a fucking accident.
We're all connected.
Yeah, I think that it's something that's been developing way more often. I think people are just generally talking about it more. I think it's just getting a little more intense and more potent and more clear, which is really cool because you're right. I think everybody does have all these like superpowers. Like we didn't like make them up out of nowhere. We weren't like, hey, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
It was just like, yeah, that is really cool. That's totally something we can do. But I just think that there's a lot of weight. I think there's a lot of weight weighing down on a lot of people and it doesn't allow those kinds of things to flourish and shine.
Yeah, people are distracted and also people are educated out of feeling and knowing those things. Like when I think about when I was a little kid and I think about how intensely I experienced a lot of that kind of, superpower type stuff. Like I remember being little and like being 8 years old and taking a book out on telekinesis because I wanted to move stuff with my mind and I believed that I could. And I would, the same kinds of things, like talking with my sister or my sister be in the other room with like my cousin and they'd be trying to like read each other's minds. And from the other room, I would like yell the thing that they were thinking of and they got so mad that they kicked me outside, you know, like I was
perfect example yeah, right there.
But like I was like, my mom was like awesome and like supportive of that. So she just, you know, let me roll with it and be, you know, as connected to that as possible. Like she would talk to me about like whether or not I could see auras or like what color people's auras were. And, you know, she knew I had all these super vivid dreams. So I was really supported in that. But as I got older and I spent less time with my mom and more time with my peers and more time studying and more time locked to a desk and in this strict routine of you need to do these things that, you know, basically logic the feeling out of your mind, like it removes that connectedness to the point where, you know, I lost touch with pretty much all of it until I started becoming more committed to, you know, yoga practice, spiritual practice. And then as I got deeper and deeper there, I reconnected to that. And then since then, but it's like work when you're a kid, it's just mm-hmm. there. And, you know, you have kids saying stuff about their past lives and, or about choosing their parents. You know, when I was up in the sky or when I was in heaven, if they're raised Christian, they're like, I chose you, you know, I saw you and dad, like, and then they'll say something really weird. Like I saw you guys on the beach in Hawaii and like that's the night that the kid was like conceived and the parents are like,
I saw you
fuck?
Giving it to mommy doggy and I was like, coming in.
Like dive bomber plane.
I think that it all gets knocked down with one simple sentence, and that's you can't do that. It's like you
or that's
grow
not
up,
real.
Or yeah, or just like just basically discounting all these wonderful magical ideas that children just have because they have no reservations. Like all those reservations are taught. Like you said, they're logic out of you. I call it education. Education is definitely something the school system and the way they teach you to learn is definitely a huge part of why we get knocked off that
high
horse.
Oh, it's a huge part. But then even outside of it.
You walk in.
The system in general.
I forgot who it was that I heard say something about the idea of like kindergarten is the last time in your school life that you actually are connected to the people around you. Is that you start in this circle where you're all facing each other. You can feel each other's emotion. You can see how people are reacting and doing their thing. And then you get put in first grade where you're all in rows and you're staring at the backs of kids' heads. And the only person who makes sense, quote unquote, is the teacher. Mm-hmm. And everything that person says is law. They literally become God, or if you don't want them to be God, they become Jesus because they're the halfway point. But they are basically spitting rules at you that they're telling you need to do these things.
Here's like, right and wrong.
Here's right and wrong. Yeah. Like the art that every child is born with, that same art, magic, same difference to me. But that is just washed away by them being like, well, okay, that's cool that you want to like be a musician. That's cool that you want to be a painter and an artist. However, you're not going to be able to survive that way. And that you're going to have to just do all this other stuff, like learn how to do these things because you got to be an adult. However, they won't like teach you. Like, I still don't know how to do my fucking taxes. No one ever showed me that. No one was like, hey, you're going to grow up and be older and you're going to have to deal with this money thing, but we're not going to tell you how to do it. We're just going to tell you that screw what you want to do because you're going to have to do these things. And that was, like, I feel like that's a huge theme in everybody's life. And I think that it plays on the same thing, that fear. That fear that you're not going to survive. If you don't follow these rules, you're mm-hmm. not going to survive. And it takes a lot of courage to step outside of that realm.
To break those survival mechanisms that mm-hmm. you think if you do break, you will, mm-hmm. whether it's emotionally or physically or the mixture, you're going to die. You will not survive
in
this world.
And the intensity of it, like I can 100%, you know, even with my mom, like somebody who's so supportive of, you know, being connected to magic and I'll never forget when I was in college. So I took business administration and I wanted to switch out to anthropology because I loved it and it was amazing. And even somebody as open-minded as my mom, who is letting her 8-year-old get out books on telekinesis and asking her about the auras of people around her and, you know, being super supportive of all of that kind of thing, the threat of me switching from business to anthropology because there are so many more jobs in business and business jobs pay so well. Her first thing was, well, what kind of job can you get with an anthropology degree? And I was floored. So like even the people who are so supportive and in belief of the power that we have and that we're born with, mm-hmm. with the threat of having possibly a person not be able to survive that they love, are willing to just forget about all of that stuff and about what makes the person feel like passionate and excited and what fills them with energy, and instead are just like, well, how are you going to pay the bills? You know?
Yeah, I think that really right there speaks to how deep this problem really goes. And I call it a problem because I think that if we're going to move forward as a human race, we need to start using these fucking powers. And we just need to start seeing that they're there and understanding that, that it's real, and that it's something that you can do. Like, I can read your mind.
And I think the biggest thing is knowing that it's safe to go from operating from your brain and that logic part mm-hmm. and going back into your heart. And I think that's the thing a lot of people resist, is when you open that back up, which I'm in a major process of doing, first of all, to go there and to unlock these superpowers, you have to feel some of these really intense emotions. My teachers say you have to go back to the scene of the crime mm-hmm. of where you kind of really closed off, maybe traumatically, depending on what childhood you had. And, you know, that is, I think, a big fear, too, is people want to go back into their hearts. They're craving that wholeness. Mm-hmm. But they also are like, I don't know if I want to be vulnerable mm-hmm. again. And I don't know if I want to take these risks. And who knows what uncertainty.
I don't have time. It's like, yeah, I'd love to take care of all that, but I got to like do the laundry, do the dishes, go to work, blah, 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 blah. And then you're just like super busy doing all this extra
obligations.
Shit.
People's quote unquote obligations. Bills. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like a crazy cycle. I mean, the system itself is the thing that prevents people from living in that really open, loving heart space where it's even possible to go deep enough to be able to find the thing that you need to heal. Most people aren't even aware that there's healing that needs to happen. So it's like, if you don't even have the awareness, you know, that's why I constantly repeat probably every yoga class that I've taught, I always remind people that yoga is just the practice of becoming more self-aware. And it starts, you know, if you're on your mat, it starts in your body. And then, you become more aware of your breath. You become more aware of your thoughts. When you start realizing how distracted you are, you start making an effort to be more present. Mm-hmm. And as soon as all of that starts getting, it's like a spiral. All of a sudden, it's like just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it starts impacting all the different parts of your life. And, you know, I think that it's hard in this world because, you know, even like yoga itself, it's such a great gateway to this, but it's expensive, you know, especially here in New York City. Drop-ins are like $20 to $25 a class, sometimes $30. Memberships are like $180 a month for unlimited classes. It's crazy. You know, it's really, really expensive. So then it becomes this class war where now all of a sudden it's the elite get to be enlightened and have this experience. And the poor, well, they just have to keep grinding it out for 16 hours a day and commuting all over the place and working three or four jobs and living in their shitty apartments with roaches and whatever else. And they, you know what? They don't have the right to experience this love and this depth because they're so oppressed by the system that the opportunity just isn't there.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
All of this makes me really fucking mad. And like the whole time that I'm like listening to this and trying to talk about it, I'm like trying to suppress my anger because this is what really makes me angry about it. It's not the fact that it's happening. It's not the fact that, well, no, that does make me angry. But it's more of the fact that I don't believe that these people actually know any better. I think that what's going on is that this system is just so ingrained and it's perpetuating itself in such a way that literally, you know, parents teaching their kids, they're just trying to give them the best that they got. And that's
this is how you survive this system.
Not even just this is how you survive this system, but it's like, I just want you to do better than I did. Mm. And better than I did, this is what I learned in my life that you can now implement into your life to make your life better. But it's like, but even with that, like you know what I've been seeing a lot more recently on the street is kids just getting fucking yelled at for like being excited and like running around and shit. And it's just like, I understand, you know, you're in a store and you don't want your kid to break shit. So, you know, you fucking scream at them. And that's cool. Like, that's fine. You know, that nobody says anything about it. Nobody corrects the mother or father and is like, hey, maybe you shouldn't yell at your fucking kid like that. Or, you know, maybe one day he might grow up and murder the fuck out of you. You know, and then what?
Worst case scenario.
Best case scenario, he never fucking talks to you again. And then you hate your life and then he hates his. And then it just gets worse and worse and worse. And I think my real point here is that it's not necessarily our fault. It's not necessarily the people who are perpetuating this. It's not really that. It's just, I think at this point, forget about the
fault.
It's
a machine.
Forget about the fault. Fuck the fault. We know what's wrong. We already have an understanding of the shit that's going on. You know, we have the fucking internet now. All right. If you can't Google it, you're an idiot. So there's that. So it's not even just what's wrong. It's like, what do we do to fix it? You know what I mean? Like, where are
all
we going?
All you can do, you know, is go within.
Tell me more, Jesus.
And yeah, let me tell you, AJ. No, but all you can do is go within and start dealing with your own stuff. But also, like, people like us.
But what does dealing with your own stuff mean? Like, what is that?
For me, I think it's about awareness. I think it's, and kindness.
Right.
Because I don't think when you start being more honest, like, holy fuck, I feel stuck and I am angry and I'm taking it out on my wife and my kids. Like, holy fuck. It's not about waking up to that and then punishing yourself. Mm. It's just about being conscious of it, being kind to yourself without being like, well, I guess I'm a piece of shit. No, you're part of a system that got ingrained in you. But just that awareness alone and that compassion to yourself will already, you know, take it to the next level, and then you can put it into action. So maybe I'll go to yoga. Mm. Or, like you were saying, Allie, I think hopefully people like us, as we start to break free and figure out what our hearts are telling us, I think we need to start, you know, things like conscious dance parties and yoga and communities, and start like these wellness centers and communities that wouldn't normally have access to that. I mean, that's where the stuff needs to go. That's where the system needs to go.
That all sounds pretty good, because one idea that's been coming into my life recently is like, okay, so we want change, right? So what are we changing to? So we got this whole, like, you know, so now we have to basically what needs to happen is we need to create a new paradigm. We need to create a new space and a new way of thinking for us to function in that is not the stuff that we don't like, right? But then here is where the issue really continues to come into play, is not everybody fucking agrees. Is that how are you gonna make this new world and this new space where everybody gets along and like peace and love, bro? Like, that's cool. Like, how are you gonna have that when you have a whole other chunk of the world that doesn't give a fuck about that?
All you can do, I'm not saying it's going to quote unquote work, but literally all you can do is go within.
Right.
And trust that the brighter you shine, I know it sounds like an art teacher right now, but the brighter you shine, energy affects energy. And that is all you can do. But then I have a feeling the more of all of us that goes within and shines, we have these quote unquote missions, you know? So someone might go within, they start shining, and they're like, oh my God, my mission is to start these urban gardens, you know, and start doing that. And then someone else goes within, they're like, oh my God, I'm supposed to start yoga in communities that doesn't have access. Right. And then suddenly, boom, 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 lights start going off.
So like, you got this one person starting these gardens, and this other person is going and, you know, doing these yoga classes. And then this other guy's mission is to light all of that on fire. Now, is he wrong?
No, because that might be literally his mission for now. But what's interesting about the whole Trump thing is, you know, it's how you view it. Trump isn't the problem. It's all the people who were like, oh, he's speaking the truth. We're like, wait, your truth?
Like, what truth do you speak
of? But he's bringing to light, Trump is just a catalyst bringing to light how many people are so steeped in fear and anger and building walls within themselves, so then they want walls in the external, that it's actually allowing, this was always here. Yeah. We're, it's coming to the surface, and yes, it might be a huge fucking shattering, and then we've got superheroes like AJ and Allie here, you know what I mean? With different, you know, you clearly have a fiery thing. I'm sure you'll be out there energetically, you know, but like,
I do on my weekends.
Just raging. We're going to change the world. But no, that's, you know, yes, we do have these people who are digging their heels in and resisting change. And it may look like, oh, well, that person's fucking the whole thing up. No, someone like a Trump is bringing it up to the surface, even if
it's
shit hits the fan.
It's revealed. That's the thing. And, you know, I was involved in an event earlier this year, and something like this happened where all of a sudden there was like something happened, there was a reaction, and the reaction was so intense and negative and fear-based and angry that people were like, you know what, actually, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
That this person was brought to light, because if that energy had have been brought into the space where it was supposed to have been just like a week later, then that would have created a toxicity in that entire space, and that would have affected way more people. So having had that opportunity to have this brought to the surface, this person like lost their shit. They were kindly informed that they would be refunded for the amount that they paid to be there, and they were not going to have to deal with it. They wouldn't have to go. They wouldn't have to be in the place that they alleged made them feel so uncomfortable, you know? And it was a blessing to have been able to identify this person prior to the event actually taking place, so that it wouldn't tarnish the experience of, you know, hundreds of other people. So
exactly.
It's, you know,
by the way, we have to wrap it up.
Yeah. So fuck it.
Do you want to say it real quick?
I lost it because you were like, we got to wrap it up, and it's gone now.
Real quick.
Okay. So basically, you're talking about everything being brought to light, right? I think that a big conversation that's been happening a lot recently is everybody's like, wow, the world is really fucked up. We're going down. Shit sucks. This is it. Right. But I think that one of the biggest quotes that's come up recently that I've enjoyed is that it's not the shit that's new. It's the fucking cameras. Yeah. It's not, you're just seeing it now. And all of a sudden you think everything's going to hell. That's because you're on your fucking high horse thinking everything was fucking love and light the whole goddamn time, because you didn't see what was going on. And now you think everything's burning to the fucking ground.
But you see how angry you are at the unconscious people who were just...
It's not their fault.
You're right. It's not. And that's why my big debate to myself is like, who the fuck do I get? Who am I mad at? Who am I really mad at?
Well, that's...
This is where the work begins and the show ends.
Exactly. Well, AJ, I think that's for you to decide.
Yeah.
Oh, you just gotta go in and find out.
I gotta go within. If you don't go within, you go without.
There.
Ooh.
No, but seriously, but that's that, you know, when I see a lot of people raging on Facebook and taking Facebook statuses and being like, fuck this, but, you know, fuck the cops or fuck this, or I'm like, I get it. We're angry. But a lot of us were angry at ourselves. We're angry at a system, and taking that rage and not getting rid of it, but learning how to work with it and put that energy into something that can really shift the whole thing is going to be, I don't know what the word would be, the task. The thing to do.
I think the bottom line here is we're at the precipice.
Yeah.
And that it's, we're either going to move forward or we're not. And
I think we're going to.
And that's totally, well, this is the real thing, is that no matter what you think or what you do, we are moving forward. And the bottom line here is that it's, you're either strong enough to handle the change or you're not. And if you ain't strong enough to handle the change, well, then see you later. Because we're only
in a
non-anger
kind of
way. Well, no, but my point is like we're only moving. We're only moving as fast as our slowest member, as per usual, right? So whoever that slowest person is either going to catch up with the rest of us or run out of breath and get left behind. But no matter what you do, this train is rolling and the steam doesn't run out. So you either roll with it.
Not when AJ's pushing just let the train. It go.
Definitely not. My boss the other day, I was walking with my boss the other day, and he was just like, yo, you want to just throw me on your back? And I'm like, nah, sorry, I'll slow down for you. I will slow down for you.
But you, for you, not to, I need to give you another tarot card reading. You.
Word.
Yeah. You, with the interesting thing is you have so much fire energy, which I can relate to. I get UTIs constantly. I'm not even boning.
Cranberry juice, penetration. I hear it works great for that.
Yeah, whatever. Welcome. I had my urethra stretched once. Okay, didn't even work.
So you know all about docking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's secretly just my fetish. But no, my whole thing I was going to say is like, there's something interesting going on with you and that fire and almost not knowing where to put it, that it accidentally comes out as anger. But it's not, it's just this energy. You're a catalyst. You're here to make change, but you almost accidentally, you're like, so, like, you like, don't even know what to do. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to fucking kill him. Like, who? And you're like, I don't know.
It's like, I constantly get this feeling that I just want to throw everybody on my back and be like, we're going this way, guys. Let's do this.
AJ, you know, you did a throw on your back.
Little AJ.
Little AJ.
He wants a piggyback ride.
Working on it. I know he's in there somewhere. He's been showing up a little bit more often, which has been really nice.
Tarot card reading. I'm going to come over soon to your guys' place. We'll do more tarot. Well,
fuck coming over. We got like an hour before the get down. Let's do this.
I have another podcast.
Balls.
Yeah.
But
I'm just going to put it out there that baby AJ loves being the little spoon. Just saying.
Aw, baby AJ. guys, where can they find you and tell everyone about your class that you guys are doing together?
Our next one is October 13th. We do a yoga and live drumming. It's super primal. It's really, you know, gets you feeling into your body. It takes you back down from all this head shit and gets you feeling into your heart, into your hips, into all the places that matter, your spine. And it's at Shakti Bar, which is a new studio in Williamsburg. It's at 449 Keep Street. Off of the Lorimer.
That's K-E-A-P Street.
Yeah, off of Lorimer L. And so we're doing that again on the 18th. And then we're both also going 13th? To Soul... 18th. Or sorry, 13th. Okay. 13th, 18th is just my favorite number, might be. We're also both going to Soul Camp West. So we'll both be in California from the 25th to the 29th in Sanger Valley.
Where we'll also be doing this class.
Awesome. Yeah, and also there's just going to be a whole bunch of other awesome healing opportunities there, different classes, different teachers, you know, stuff
more
for the
drumming.
Also stuff for like the not so spiritual people who just also like to be involved with people who are positive and supportive and loving. So all that stuff's happening. You can find me at alliemason.is on Instagram. And AJ?
AJ Nocito Music. That's N-O-C-I-T-O Music.
Awesome. And guys, you can follow me at the Kate Wolf Twitter and Instagram if you want a tarot card reading or a soul song reading. Hit me up, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. And thank you guys for listening. Bye.
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 This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?